6-11, mm-hmm. but it passed by a 79-15. So I think all Republicans voted for it, and a handful of Democrats voted for it.
Just talk about why you think it was so favorable in the House.
Okay, so House Bill 611 was a truancy bill, and we have a big issue, Wes, as you and others know, in truancy in schools. Students can't learn if they're not at school. And this has been a problem for a number of years, but it's become a greater problem since COVID. And basically, this bill tightened up the rules that deal with truancy, made the rules firmer, and set dates of how many times you can miss unexcused before it gets referred to the court system. Now, this bill is a little different for K through 5 than it is 6 through 12. K through 5 gives a little more flexibility about going through certain programs, having parents involved in that to get kids to school. 6 to 12 is a little stiffer in what it can mean as far as you have to deal with a court system. But it was felt, you know, very strongly that truancy is a major issue in schools, one of the three or four most important issues that we have going right now. And this is designed to make students responsible, but it's also designed to make their parents responsible for making sure that they get to school. Because, as I said, if you're not in school, you're not going to learn. If you don't learn, it greatly decreases your chances for being successful the rest of your life. So all Republicans were yes. There were several Democrats that were yes on that bill also.
Looking at this from the newsroom perspective, I see how much funding and education funding goes into literacy, but ultimately a lot of that is because of COVID and not being in real school. And so now you've got to be in school to learn. And so now that we're done with COVID, there's more emphasis being put on you've got to be there to learn. Is that what I'm getting from you?
I don't think anybody's going to disagree that COVID negatively impacted our students. It slowed the learning process down. They tried the best they could with Zoom, but it's not the same as having a teacher. And so I think it hurt. So now schools are trying to play catch-up. They're working as hard as they can to do that, but you can't play catch-up if people are not there. So when we do all these literacy programs and math programs, and we've got some really good ones that we pass as far as legislation is concerned, some really good programs, those aren't going to be successful unless students are in school. So we've got to continue to work on this truancy issue. Both schools and the legislature and parents and everybody needs to be involved in making sure our kids are in school so they can learn. And it doesn't make any difference whether elementary or high school or middle school as far as the importance. It's important for our kids to be at school.
All right. So that is in the Senate now, correct? 611?
Yeah, it will go to the Senate now, yes.
And that'll pass. That'll pass, right.
I think it was 79-15, and I have every confidence that the Senate will hear the bill and will pass it.